Well, it's hard to believe I'm here again. October doesn't seem like it's that long past, but time moves on. And speaking of time, it's time to confess. I had ulterior motives last fall when I went to Nigeria. You see, Jenna and I had attended SimStart last August. It was a long weekend of interviews, testing, and listening for SIM, a worldwide interdenominational missions agency in Charlotte. It provided encouragement, but also presented a lot of challenges. Ultimately, we decided to begin the move toward full-time service again, this time with SIM. Destination? Unknown. Time frame? Also unknown. What we do know is that we need to decide where God would have us serve with them. They've given us their preferences, and now we're checking them out. So we're also reading and studying from the long list of prerequisites that we've been given. So Nigeria was the first trip. It's the country where the first SIM missionaries arrived in 1893. Yet more than 100 years later, it's still number 10 on the list of countries with the most least reached people groups. SIM is committed to the long term, and it's evident in Nigeria. Now, in May, the end of next month, our daughter Elena and I have the opportunity to travel to another SIM hospital, made famous by Ebola in 2014. After years of civil war and a horrific and crippling disease crisis, Elwa Hospital in Monrovia, Liberia, is still staffed by SIM missionaries, many of whom contracted and survived Ebola, and they returned to the country that they love and where they serve. Beginning last July, teams from SIM also began to provide critical incident training to pastors so that they could take that and help their own people. We were told that they value the training that they're receiving from SIM more than a trailer full of gold. While the Civil War was bad, and the Civil War did kill more people than Ebola, the invisible and insidiousness of Ebola left many mental scars that will take years to heal. Liberia has been declared Ebola-free now, so we will be able to come right back to church, no 21-day quarantine period. And Elena and I look forward to our time there. I'm particularly interested to talk with the many healthcare providers who provided care through an epidemic of historic proportions. How did they go to work each day? How did their faith sustain them? And what did they tell those who told them that they were crazy or to not bother coming back home if they went to the hospital? We have no point of reference for that. While we're there, Elena will be working with missionary families, many of whom have young children. Doing so, she'll be interacting with a completely different group of people than I. And she'll also be serving as a second set of eyes to see if Liberia is somewhere that we could see our family living. Personally, I will be working in the hospital and providing some hands-on anesthesia. I've also been asked to perform two other tasks: provide some formal teaching to the three current Liberian anesthetists, and also look over the construction processes for a brand new hospital by Samaritan's Purse. They're expanding their capabilities from one operating room to three. That should all be completed by the end of 2016. After that, the next step we have with SIM is SimGo. So SimGo is a two-week family intensive that covers everything from the fundamentals of being an employee of SIM to prayer and financial support raising. However, we cannot proceed until we have a location pinned down. What we can do is this, and we can begin raising prayer support. We'll be required to raise a minimum of 300 prayer partners. The more the merrier, I say. So would you be willing to join us now for then? As the church proceeds through praying the Bible, I'd like to offer a suggestion. Number one, pray for our current trip to Liberia. Pray Psalm 121, 1 through 4. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Number two, pray for our future decisions. Pray Colossians 1:9. And many of you may already be praying through this verse as part of the 2016 challenge that was given by Pastor Rich. So we have continued praying for you ever since we heard about you. We ask God to give you a complete understanding of what he wants to do in your lives, and we ask him to make you wise with spiritual wisdom. Number three, I would ask that you would pray for the encouragement of those who are already serving. Pray Colossians 1:11. We also pray that you will be strengthened with his glorious power so that you will have all the patience and endurance you need. May you be filled with joy. Thank you very much.